cause it to move this one?
Yeah, you know, we get a chance there late, and you know, the back end of our pen's been very good, and we don't give many of those away. But unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to add on early, and weren't able to hold them down late. Wainwright was terrific. Yeah, I thought he did a great job of establishing everything. He had the cutter going, and then he really did a nice job with his fastball finishing, getting a couple strikeouts with the fastball and the curveball. He just used effectively. I thought he was pretty efficient with it, didn't overuse it. I thought it was just a great job of missing barrels all day.
Besides maybe the confidence you talked about, Ricky, what do you think led him being able to establish and use those pitches?
Yeah. He just found that feel and that rhythm that we talk about. When he finds it, he rolls.
Any reason why he should be so much better statistically at home this year?
Not that I'm aware of, but you know, we love playing at home. There's no question about whether the record ever shows it positively for us or not. I mean, we do this where we want to play in front of our home fans, and you know, I know he's the kind of pitcher that likes pitching here as well.
Mike, your young guys got a couple of big home runs for you tonight.
Yeah, you know, to get Jose, to get us on the board like that, you know, their guy was throwing the ball well. He was making good pitches, not making a lot of mistakes. At times, his fastball was a little overpowering. He was just coming right at us and challenging. At times, you know, climbing the ladder, guys couldn't catch up. But, you know, Jose gave us an opportunity to be in that game. And then Pauly, I mean, that's impressive for him to be able to push the ball that far and into the opposite field. Just a nice swing. Just missed one earlier too. Just two nice passes at the ball.
How much of a game changer was the defense against you guys?
Made a couple nice plays. Yeah, I mean, the one coming in there off Pham, I thought especially was he had a nice jump, and you know, that's a gutsy play because there's multiple runs there if he doesn't come up with it. But you know, he's a plus defender. They got a good outfield.
How did you see that play where Young was tried up here at second base and a chance for a second didn't?
Yeah, I think that's just trying to make more out of the play than probably was there. And you know, we've had that conversation already. When that runner's past you and you go up across the line, at that point we'll just take the out. If you're able to stay back and you're behind the runner, you got an opportunity at least to get the lead run. But once you commit across, it's a play at first base. And you know, at that point he thought he still had the out, but they hustled out of the box, put the pressure on. I mean, that's what we'd like to think our guys are going to do to their defensive as well when we get in the same position. But you know, at that point, he had to rush to throw a little bit and caught Karp off guard.
Your reliever Rivero, how tough a matchup is the velocity
there? Yeah, he hides the ball well, too. So it's going to be a tough ask whether guys are going up there swinging or bunting either one. He's got good stuff. There's no question about it. They got some big arms in that pen.
With Scotty on the run, does he have any chance to get back in that ball?
No. I mean, he made up his mind. And you know, our guys have been going back and forth all season with trying to be aggressive and then not run into outs. And so he read that off the bat, trusted his gut, and Polanco, you know, cut down the distance and made the play. But you know, when he reads it off the bat like he did, he has to trust himself. And we want them using their instincts, and you know, they'll continue to improve on that.
Have you seen anything with always giving him five home runs now? He's always got out of the last season.
Yeah, I think it's just elevated pitches, and I think it's usually the sharpness of his slider that makes everything else better. And he's going back and forth. At times we're seeing it really good. We're seeing the swing and misses on the slider and the changeup that makes his fastball that much more effective. But his velocity seems there. It just seems at times that his slider stays up and spins a little bit more than what he's accustomed to.
Fowler's
not available. An emergency.
That's hard when you have a guy first base. Pitch
hitters
can't run,
you can't send them up. Yeah, no, we're trying to stay away from him unless something happened to Fryer where Yachty had to catch.
You think Jason might have struck out there?
You know, I as I saw it with the naked eye, it didn't necessarily look like it. But I, you know, what I'm hearing is the pitch tracks called it, showed it for a strike. But yeah, it's a strike when they call it a strike.
Thanks.